So hey everyone, I hope you guys are all in the best of health and happiness, and as you know, it's December, and we are here with the last of our teleseminars for the year 2006. I'm amazed at how quickly this year has gone by, and I'm honored that you're here today. And if this is your first teleseminar that you guys have listened to, I welcome you with open arms. If you're a returning teleseminar attendee, then welcome back and thank you for your support. If you're listening to this seminar in a download fashion or form, either in your home or while driving your car, be safe and try to take some of this content and put it into action. Remember, reading, listening, or watching is great, but unless you actually take the content and rewrite it or do it, you'll only retain a small portion of the information that you get today. So my suggestion is to take some of the things that you learn today and teach it to someone else, whether it be a friend or your staff. The staff is always great. It's a great sounding board. Not only will they get better at what they do, but you'll be improving yourself as well. So time goes by quick, right? And this is our second holiday season, though it's my second holiday season as a consultant at Member Solutions. And not only am I celebrating my consulting holiday anniversary, I'm also celebrating my 15th year anniversary from my school being open on November 9, 2006, which is an amazing thing. And I'm sure you can agree, it seems that we were just taking down our holiday decorations from last year, and then bam, they're up again. Holiday music started playing the minute we cleaned up our Halloween candy, or ate our Halloween candy and cleaned up our Halloween decorations, and we're already into a holiday marketing bonanza. When you think about it, it's a trend showing how difficult it is to reach people nowadays. It's much better than before, but people are selectively listening, and marketers are taking an entirely different approach to getting the message across. So if you see how the trend is with people advertising much sooner for the holidays, you can see how powerful it is that they're advertising starting in at the end of Halloween to advertise for Christmas or the holiday season. Just recently, I attended a seminar on marketing with the great J. Conrad Levinson. He's the one who started the guerrilla marketing franchise and the guerrilla marketing, and wrote all the guerrilla marketing books. If you haven't read any of his books, I suggest that you put it on Santa's list, let's say, and they're amazing. J. spoke at this seminar about his involvement with the campaign, The Marlboro Man. This campaign was for cigarettes, although this should probably be known as one of the most destructive things of mankind. It's still amazing at how long this particular campaign took time to take hold. It took nearly 3 years before the company recognized any trend in sales. It remains today to be one of the best marketing campaigns in history, and it's too bad that it couldn't have been for such a more productive kind of product that would have helped society. But right now, it's still amazing at how long it took to take hold. So with that being said, that's just a little thing for you to think about. At this time of year, when people reflect back, we set new goals and we work hard towards all the things in life that we feel are important. My goal for this call is to shed some light on what we can do differently and what we can do better in order to make 2007 a more happy, healthy, and prosperous year. The title of this teleseminar is The Biggest Mistakes Martial Arts School Owners Make. And this title may be a bit unnerving to some, while to others it may be motivating. But before we dive right into the topic, I want to be clear that a mistake is only a mistake if you don't learn from it. So my goal today is to have us learn from our mistakes or recognize them and move forward. But before we do that, I want to paint a picture of what I believe to be the journey of the martial arts school owner. And tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm sure you'll hear what I have to say. And, you know, we start off first as a student. Eventually, we see that there's potential for us to grow as martial artists, and we realize that we love what we do. We eventually start off with a warm-up in class, or we end up doing a warm-down at the end, and then we end up teaching a few classes, and we get bitten by the bug. People respect us and eventually end up telling us that we're really great at what we do, and someone approaches us and either complains about their existing instructor or their school, and they tell us how much they like us and our teaching style and how much better we are or how great we are, and then voila, you're in search of your new location. You start looking for buildings to rent, and before you know it, you're a martial art teacher. The one thing that many of us never thought would happen was we would be expected not only to be a teacher, but to be a counselor, act as a psychiatrist, a mentor, as well as a personal coach all in one. And the floor portion of what I mentioned of the teaching is the easy part. Then we realize after opening our doors that there's an entirely different level of commitment needed if I want to be a business owner. I have to pay the bills, keep the doors open, keep the lights on, continue helping others. And my goal is to continue teaching the traditional martial arts, and I'm sure your goal is to continue with your tradition to add to the lives of others. Now, you realize along with the other roles you play, you have to be a businessman, an accountant, a salesperson, a boss, and that's the small end of it. In simple terms, you have to learn the entrepreneurial spirit and mindset. Now, many of you are saying, wow, that's dead on, or you might be shaking your head in agreement and saying to yourself that you never signed up for that portion of the business. Well, it's true. For everyone that started a martial arts school, life was a lot simpler before you opened it up. The good thing is that there are people and systems out there that can help you. Plus, it's one of the most rewarding and lucrative lifestyles that you can ever choose. So I want to get started and dive right in, and I'm going to go right into the topic. And so I'm on to the school owner's biggest mistakes. You could write this down. I'll try to repeat it. But number one, opening a school in the first place. Now, I say that half-kidding, but I'm a bit serious. Well, maybe I should just rephrase it. Maybe the biggest mistake was opening your school prematurely. Timing is everything, right? Many mistakes are made assuming that all we have to do is pay for the rent and then teach. That saying that you've heard before, open the doors and they will come, is really not true at all. We need to have a well-orchestrated business plan, concept, theories, and systems in place in order to run a professional school, as well as a complete education in business. But most specifically, we have to have an education in the martial art business. The business of the martial arts is similar in many ways to other businesses, but in other ways, it's drastically different. So number one is the business of your school, opening a school in the first place and having an orchestrated business plan. And it's okay. If you don't have one, you can develop one now. Number two, lack of business education. Number one leads into number two. I recommend reading many books on this subject, but I'm going to recommend two right now. This book I've recommended in the past, and some people have read it, and it's changed their lives, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Rob Kiyosaki. And also, I just read a new book, which was phenomenal. It was co-authored by Donald Trump and Rob Kiyosaki, and it's called Why We Want You to Be Rich. The book basically spells out the downfalls of America through the lack of education, or specifically money education or business education. The very reason why half of the martial arts school owners and business owners fail is because they don't know any better. They don't have the basic knowledge to run their schools and make a living while building it so that it's a sustainable income over the years in the future. So think about it. One in five businesses succeed past 5 years. The same goes for the 10-year mark. So the odds decrease quite dramatically. And if you think about it, that could be one of us. The next question is, what are you doing to educate yourself? Are you reading? Are you studying? Are you taking a set amount of time implementing new ideas into your school? Let me give you a quick example before I move on to the other tasks. I had a rather interesting conversation with one of my own Taking It to the Next Level clients. In my Taking It to the Next Level program, it's a 5-year business curriculum over the course of 12 months for each level, so there are 5 levels. The client was unhappy and wanted to discontinue the program because he felt that on month 3, there wasn't as much information as it had on the 2 previous months. I asked him personally if we could go back to that in a moment, and I pursued some answers for some questions that I asked. I asked him how month 1 and 2 had benefited him so far, and he told me that he hadn't gotten around to using any of the 2 previous months as of yet. I asked him about my 2-4-6-8 10-week call system that I always preach to all of our schools, and he told me that he did them already, but it wasn't the same of what, you know, it wasn't quite the same. He really didn't read mine too much, but it really didn't interest him so much. Yet he was still looking for information in quantity, not quality. So I dug a bit deeper, and I asked him how many students he had currently. He told me he had about 50 to 60 students. And now, as the owner of Taking It to the Next Level, I continually stress to the school owners, it's not about the next craze or phase or newest system or golden marketing campaign. It's about simple action. So education, true education that translates into results, is what I'm talking about. In martial art terms, What does it matter if you know 50 different ways to block a punch if you keep getting hit in the face? Quantity doesn't matter. It's quality and how you take action with the quality of information that you have. One simple system could change your life forever. So I stress to him to go back to month one and month two and start inputting these systems into his school. He promised me that he would, and I heard from him recently, and he's now on month five, and he's happy that he stayed with our program. One idea could make the world of difference. But I guess as the saying goes, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. The problem is we are programmed to think a specific way. This way is abundance and as the entitlement, self-entitlement mentality. So I believe that if we work hard while others really, really think they're working hard, we will always see the benefits. Consistency in working intelligently is always the key, but many people, in my opinion, fall short on being lazy. I work far more than many of my employees put in. They put in about 40 hours a week, and in 3 days, I match that. The other 4 days, I run circles around them as far as the amount of time that I put in, the hours, and the actual amount of work that I'm doing. And I'm the owner of the company. So my question to you is, what are you guys doing? How many hours are you putting in, and what are you accomplishing right now? So number two was really basically the topic was lack of business education and really about what you're doing, and it leads into number three, which is analysis paralysis. I'm sure you've heard the term. Why is it that we always want more? Why is it that we're a member of four different consulting companies, that we receive all the magazines, all the tapes, all the books, yet we don't do anything? Well, we don't do, not to insult anybody, or we don't do as much as we could do. Why is it that we don't get one step closer to our dreams every day? And I believe it's lack of doing is our biggest flaw. So dreams are easy. Making them a reality is the hard part. So why not take one system? Like let's say for example my 2-4-6-8-10 week call system from taking it to the next level and just get it up and running. I had many people that they asked me over the last 2 or 3 months from my action marketing worksheet that I had sent out, and I believe that many people received it and didn't do a thing with it. So we're stuck in that thought process. Remember in the movie The Last Samurai, the sensei walked up to Tom Cruise and he kind of tapped him and said, "Too many minds, only one mind," he said. Sometimes we're caught in so many projects that it takes 10 times longer to get any of them done rather than doing one at a time. The second problem is when things appear to be difficult, the mind runs like a scared child. It's time right now to get down to it. And we have to, as school owners, analyze what we're in, what kind of analysis paralysis are we experiencing? What's stopping us from moving forward? What are the main important things? Well, this leads into number four. Setting clear and concise goals. I find that school owners fall short in this category as well. People that I speak to really kind of don't, they don't have a plan of action. People who set goals are 50% more likely to succeed than people who don't. Just saying it doesn't mean that it's a set goal. Many people say that they want to lose weight, yet month after month go by, and that particular person keeps pushing the start date off until another year is finally done. Setting your sights high, expecting more from yourself, and holding yourself to a higher standard than what everybody else expects or what you expect yourself is the key to self-improvement. And I believe that it's about life improvement. A quote that I coined and I use with my students all the time is you should only have one goal, and that's to achieve as many goals as you possibly can. That's my little Zen play on words. So again, it says you should only have one goal, and that's to achieve as many goals as you possibly can. So setting clear and concise goals is a big problem for school owners. That leads into number five, believing the hype. Magazine cover after magazine cover talks about small town martial art guy making $1 million a year. Well, this may be true, but what does it mean to you? It may motivate you. It might give you direction and ideas, but how many ideas do you have right now swirling around in your head right at this moment? Have you ever been so motivated that you became frustrated simply because you have no outlet for all that motivation? Things are moving too slowly. I know if you're like me, and you must be because you're a martial arts school owner, that you know you get frustrated because things can't get done yesterday. Everyone is telling you different ways, but not clearly showing you how. Out of all these ideas and all these different consulting and marketing companies, how many of them can you take action on? How many of them will come to fruition? I don't know about you, but I have so much going on in my head that sometimes I can't even sleep at night. I remember the days when I was in the landscape construction business, when all I did was work physically. And I came home exhausted, and I slept like a baby through the night. Now, actually, I do business in my sleep. As I'm sleeping, I'm doing business meetings. I'm working on new concepts. I wake up in the middle of the night and write things down. It's not so much fun. So what do you do about all the stuff swirling around in your head? Simply write it down and tackle each item one at a time. Prioritize and finalize. And this is what I believe to be the biggest issue, is priority and then finalizing the issue. So number six, a biggest mistake, is prioritize and finalize. The lack of ability to prioritize and finalize is probably one of the biggest in a school owner. This is a step that I see continuously, not knowing what to do and when to do it. Again, I talk about my Taking It to the Next Level program for two reasons. One, it's what I do, so it's my baby, and since I'm doing it, I can use it as a reference. The second is I know it works, and I want to see others benefit from this program. I spoke with a school owner, I spoke with Joe Gallia and Jeff Cohen of Member Solutions many times, and we've decided and spoke about, you know, how we could draw in more school owners to do billing at Member Solutions. But we realized, too, that it's not about the volume of people who are joining Member Solutions, it's about the quality of the clients that we bill. For all the school owners out there, it's basically about becoming more successful. Imagine this, putting together a puzzle. Usually on the box there's a picture of the puzzle. You put the puzzle together by using the picture as a reference guide. Now this is your only reference, so you start searching for pieces after you dump them out on a desk. And this way could take forever. You know, this is the way many of us school owners operate. Sometimes we operate without a picture or a puzzle. But think about it. A consulting magazine comes in the mail. The headlines read, Mr. School Owner is doing this and he's increasing his retention. So you say to yourself, hey, I need to increase my retention. So we read the article and we go into what I call the research and development mode. We actually start researching that topic of retention and we try to reinvent the wheel. We don't have all the answers due to the magazine article. It just stimulated thought. But it's a small amount of thought. And it's talking about highlights in the magazine article. So what do? We research and we figure out all the pieces on our own. Maybe it works and maybe it doesn't. Who knows, because we don't have all the components of what that Mr. School Owner, the small town Mr. School Owner, does. So it's kind of like a roll of the dice. And the thing that is lost if you fail is time. Not only is your time lost, but you feel beaten up and you lose a bit of your drive. So in takingittothenextlevel.com, I supply my clients the pieces of the puzzle in order to get that done. It's like me telling them that the pieces, dump them out on the desk, flip them over, and on the back they're numbered. So number one and two go together and so on, all the way on up to 1,000. And voila, you're done in half the time. Proven methods, not research and development, is what takes half the time. So I suggest that you start looking for things that you could just plug in. Going through these six basic topics, I want you to ask yourself, what is it that's holding you back? And what's stopping you from experiencing the dreams that you have? What can you do to make changes in 2007? I believe that the first step, and I want you to write this down, is to get a mentor. Someone who can hold you personally accountable. Someone that will be on your radar each week saying, hey, why didn't you do this or that? What's holding you up? What's your excuse this time? Or just stop the madness and stop with the excuses and get it done. Remember, I believe that life is a set of checks and balances, and I need for you to in order for you to move forward, I have to move forward, and for me to move forward, you have to move forward. So finding a personal mentor is the perfect solution. You see, school owners love to be in their own little worlds. The problem is, in your kingdom, not one person can say anything to you and hold you accountable, because you're the owner, you're the chief instructor, you're the inventor, you're the father. So what you need to do is step out of your comfort zone and have someone else help you. For example, about 2 months or 3 months ago, I started taking on some exclusive one-on-one clients in what I call my elite mentorship program, and the people that I'm working with are boasting extremely high results, some as high as $5,000 a month increase in tuition. Honestly, the thing that I hear most is that it's changing their lives and their school, and it's allowing them more time to get more done. Why? Because each week goes by in a flash, and it's very easy not to do what you are supposed to do or what you believe you should do, and then the week is done. So I meet with my clients on the phone on a regular basis, and we go over goal setting. We go over a clear, concise plan, and we get things done each week, and it's a step forward towards their dream. So my suggestion is to find a mentor. If you guys have any questions or you want more information on my program, just email me. My email is Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I ninja at AOL.com, or you could call me and I'll give you my number, my cell number actually, my personal cell number at 631-374-6518. Now, why would I do that? Because I think that a lot of people that get this number or the email will just never follow up. They're taking the step to be on this call. You guys are far more advanced than most of the other school owners, but they don't. Many school owners don't follow up beyond that. So other common mistakes are lack of consistency. Another common denominator among school owners is big ideas and lack of follow-up and follow-through, basically lack of consistency. Why is it that many school owners change their ads every month, doing something new every week, when in fact it could be a small change that needs to be done? Recently I listened to marketing guru Jay Abraham. He spoke of how he took a gold company and was able to increase their sales by 60% in a few months, netting the company and himself millions upon millions of dollars. He said that the first ad that he put out increased business only by 5%. So he took that ad and reworked it, and it increased the company by 10%. And then he did it again, and then it increased the company by 60%. He didn't change the ad, scrap the idea, start from scratch. He worked on what he had and made the original one a little better, a little time, one after the other in steps. Now, I've spoken many times about my referral program and how it yields hundreds of students per year. And just recently, I sent an email called The Unbirthday. Just with these two campaigns, you may never have to advertise again. Why is it that many of us, as school owners, are out there and we're not reading the material, doing what we should do, and putting these little things in action? Hey, you could take my referral program and my Unbirthday and put those two ideas, and it could virtually make you millions of dollars over your career. Why is it that you're still searching for the goose that laid the golden student or the next grandest idea? Why even read anything or consider running another ad when all you have to do is be smart and use what works? Give some ideas a shot and work them, but work them to death. Don't just try them, dabble, and get rid of them. In marketing, that's called the chickening out period, where people try things a little, they don't get the results, and then they bail. You know how many opportunities I'm sure have been missed by short-sighted or non-consistent or lack of consistency in marketing campaigns or programs or systems that you're doing in your school? You know, so why not take advantage of the technologies that are given to you and they're being shared on a weekly basis by myself, Melody Shum, and Kathy Marlowe, and so on, and take one or two of those and dive in head first and possibly change your life forever. Going back to my one client, thinking that more is what is needed, when in reality being consistent is the next biggest marketing campaign. Why not follow proven effective systems? Why do you need to have more? Why do you need to read more? Why not stop the madness now and just keep going on with consistent plans that are working? You know, we as consultants need to continually give new ideas each week. And that's just to keep people happy and make sure that they're not bored. But to be honest, I should really just be hammering home every single week the 2-4-6-week calls and going over them in detail, or going over our, you know, referral program over and over and over again until someone finally puts it into action and uses it. I've spoken many times online about my takingittothenextlevel.com consulting company, and I offered free months to people over the years or over the last 2 years. And many times people have just not taken it. Just alone in one, and just alone, just so you know, what you could get on 1 month of Next Level is probably some of the most powerful tools you ever could have. But just in the first month, we talk about statistics tracking. We talk about how important the Welcome to the Family package is and all the things that link to it. We talk about the 2-4-6-8-10-week calls, another system that's so important for us to use. It's revolutionized some schools. We talk about building a class binder, which has been one of the most helpful tools in getting school owners to sign up new members. It's one of the things that I say is worth every penny that you spend, but I have to say that I offered this to people for free and they didn't take it. Did I mention that we also work on the attendance tracking, complete with PDF downloads of attendance cards, as well as our famous school flowchart? And also we give videos, 3 videos per month on classroom drills, the hows and whys of why you should have a Welcome to the Family packet, on how to master the 2-4-6-8-10-week calls, And it doesn't stop there. We also have positive stories to email or hand out to your parents and students, as well as marketing 101 on how to do an ad, and seasonal ads ready for print. All this for $69 a month. But you may be thinking that I'm trying to promote this program. In essence, I talk about it, so I'm promoting it. But what I really want to get the point across is that it's not about the next, newest, biggest craze. It's about finding out the biggest mistakes that you make and correcting them and tweaking the things that you do that are working for you and just tweaking them and marketing them a little better. You know, my consulting is not a resource library with just article after article sitting on the shelves, but it's a step-by-step system. So the way I approach things with Member Solutions is that I try to give you things that are usable immediately, no questions asked. And also, Member Solutions pays for a lot of your programs, like Schumann's Concepts and things like that, or you know, Taking It to the Next Level, or MATA, or Maya, and so on, through their client education program. You can't get a better billing company because other billing companies are not actively interested in your client education. I don't believe that there are any companies out there doing what Member Solutions does for you. So why not take advantage of this? Why is it that a program like this doesn't have thousands of members, my Taking It to the Next Level program? Simply, it's because people are too busy for their own good. Mistake two, analysis paralysis. The question I want to ask you is, if I use these systems to gain 1,200 students, if I gain hundreds of referrals a year, then why is it that not every martial arts school owner in the country that doesn't have as many students as I have isn't doing the things that I do? The systems and the tools are all you need. You just have to read it, study it, plug it in. It's proven to work. Again, I have proof. I've gained those 1,200 students and I've done it all. So even some of my best clients on Next Level are not utilizing what I have to the fullest potential. They skim all the time. They take a piece from this and a piece from that, and they do what I call research and development. You know, life is always this way. You know, our number one mistake is we make excuses. This is a big mistake for school owners. You know, we're too busy. We have too many things on our plate. We have a problem with this or that. Tony Robbins once said to me personally, I met him once in a meeting briefly, and he asked about a consulting program that he was selling. And I said, I don't know if I can afford it. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, I don't think you can't not afford it. You have to do it. That's what's going to make you be able to afford it. So it's, you know, kind of like the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart. You know, sometimes you have to dig in and spend money in order to make money. I'm not saying bankrupt yourself, but you have to stop making excuses. If you want the American dream, or I should say the global dream now, to live a life of health, happiness, wealth, abundance, and spiritual fulfillment, then why not take advantage of the things, the tools that are there for you to use right away? Just stop making excuses. Stop spreading yourself so thin. Ask yourself why you're putting off your successes today. Why not act right now and do what you need to do? I can tell you, because it's easier to put off till tomorrow than what you need to do today. It's time that we step up and make changes for our own good. It's our responsibility to educate ourselves. And we want to talk more about that in a minute. But I want you to look into the future and create your own destiny and be the change that you want. You know, as I say, be the change and live the change.